Amalgamated Transit Union, ADU, New Jersey State Council Chair Raymond Greaves has been appointed by International President John A. Costa with approval by the ADU General Executive Board as an International Vice President. Ray is a proven and well-respected leader who brings a wealth of experience, commitment and dedication not only at the ADU, but in the labor movement, politics and his community, said International President Costa. Under his leadership at the New Jersey State Council, locals across the state have prospered. Pro-union, pro-transit New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy was elected, and funding has increased at New Jersey Transit. Ray is a great addition to our General Executive Board. Here is the ADU release. A native of Jersey City, Greaves joined ADU Local 819 Newark, New Jersey in 1985 after being hired by the New Jersey Transit Newark Shops Maintenance Department. Wanting to get more involved in his local, he became a shop steward from 1989 to 1994. Greaves then moved up at the local serving as recording secretary, legislative representative, and an executive board member. In 2011, he was elected chair of the ADU New Jersey State Council and served until 2019. While chair of the ADU New Jersey State Council, Greaves served the broader labor community in New Jersey as vice president of the New Jersey State AFL-CIO, vice president of the Hudson County Central Labor Council AFL-CIO, and a board member of New Jersey Working Families. Greaves also was politically active as Bayonne's former 3rd Ward Council member and a committeeman for the Hudson County Democratic Organization. I am honored and humbled to be appointed as an ADU International Vice President by International President Costa, said Greaves. John Costa has steered our union with strength, courage and dignity through one of the most difficult times in our history with the passing of our top two international offices, three strikes, and a successful international convention. I look forward to working with IP Costa, Ive Pavier Perez, Ice Ken Kirk, my fellow international vice presidents, and locals to serve the members of this great international union.